So, okay, there could be, you know, there's need for different kinds of curriculums. Those who are interested in a pure spiritual education, who are interested in training up our devotee children and others to become preachers, they will have one kind of curriculum. That curriculum should be purely Krishna conscious, only the basic skills that are required to, you know, to function, to preach. You know, reading, writing, some arithmetic, but then Krishna consciousness, studying the Bhagavatam, studying the Gita, learning to become, how to be a proper devotee. That's the pure curriculum. But then others are going to feel the need to have some more material things, material skills. So they can, if they want, they can organize their own curriculums. The parents, or some people, devotees who are teachers, they can organize. If they think that the just pure preacher training is not for their children, not for their students, then let them organize some other curriculum. I think it's, you know, that should be, shouldn't be discouraged. Let the parents and the teachers teach what they think is important to teach. And then only a few will be interested in the purest thing.
But those people who learn, I mean, the curriculum which is about the other thing, like material education, that also should be going together with the devotional service, doesn't it?
Has to, yes. If it's just material, then it's useless. Then it will fail. It will be no different than what's existing in the material world already. Hellish prisons. You know, so we have to make more hellish prisons. We should make something spiritual. So if we have to make it partly spiritual and partly material, do that, but don't make it completely material.
And so just a few, 2-3 more questions.
Yeah.
Should education be seen as everyone's right or more as a privilege? Please elaborate.
No, it's not everybody's right. If somebody comes and acts like a fool, either he has no intelligence or he's too lazy to use his intelligence, then, you know, an honorable teacher doesn't have to accept him. You know, so yes, it's a privilege. You have to earn it by satisfying the teacher. And some people are just too lazy or too stupid to deserve much education.
Okay, next. Is the percentage of literacy in a country very relevant to understand about the people's level of education? If yes, why? And if no, why not?
Well, maybe theoretically, from the absolute point of view, it isn't important. But practically, it's useful for preaching. If people can read books, then we can sell that books to them. If they can't read, then they're not going to buy many books. So for our preaching, which is based on books, it's good that people can read.
Yes.
But I don't think it's bad that people learn to read. Even women and Shudras, let them learn how to read if they can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing that it should be eliminated for the lower classes. You know, they should be illiterate. I don't think anybody has to be illiterate. So, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think it's bad that people learn how to read. Okay. Everybody doesn't have to go to the university, you know. They should learn how to read in grammar school. Then they don't have to go to the university. Many people go to the university and don't learn anything. And they still don't know how to write a sentence after they're finished. Yeah. So I think university education is not required for everybody, but I think every human being should learn how to read and write.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah. And this is the last question. What steps should devotees take to better understand these two important and related concepts of Varnashrama and education?
What steps should devotees take?
Yes. What steps should devotees take to better understand these two important and related concepts of Varnashrama and education?
Well, they should pay attention to Prabhupada's instructions on these matters. They should understand that they should read Prabhupada's purports in the Bhagavatam and elsewhere. And his conversations and letters, And they should realize that these are not just like the other instructions. You're not this body. Get out of Maya. It's not just for everybody else. It's for you. So we should understand that the Varnashram instructions are also not just description of ancient times or what somebody else should do. It's for us. We should read Prabhupada's instructions with that understanding. These instructions are meant for us to do something about. I think more important in getting Varnashram society started, more important than doing a lot of talking, is to do something practical. That if you can develop yourself in a certain varna and ashram, that's more important than talking, you know, writing so many essays on the internet and talking to everybody theoretically about it. Better you do something. Do something in your own life. Rather than trying to convince everybody in the world to follow you, better you do something with yourself.
Okay. So that's first we just better do ourselves and show the example, and then
yes.
People will.
Yeah. Varnashram Dharma is not about just talking and talking, it's about doing things.
Okay.
Now you had another question?
No, that's the last question.
Oh, okay, I thought there was another sheet.
No, this is just introduction. And
okay.
So thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Okay, if something's missing or you need something additional, you can let me know.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.